Be on Daf Memamed Beis. But before we continue, I'd like to just mention two nekudas on the Gemara on Daf Memamed Aleph. The Gemara is speaking about Shaloi Becheskas Tam V'Nimtza Muet. So, Bailam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Vishal Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. So, there are two kashas of the Gemara. I'd like to just clarify a little the two kashas. There's one kasha the Gemara asks, Vishal Chatzi Nezek, Va'amai Leimalei, Tuva She'ili, Arya Lei She'ili. I borrowed a shayr, I did not borrow a lion. And Rashi says, Nitiruse da'arye loika beilis alai. I wasn't a kabul shmira of a lion. The tam have, if it would have been a tam, the way I was under the impression, they have a nogach, it wouldn't have been a geach. So the Darkei David says, pshat, that this first taina of the shoyel is, that there's an obligation of shmira that a shomer has, and the obligation to watch a muad is much greater than to watch a tam. That means, not speaking about when one puts him into a stall, if the delis is yechel lamid beruach metzuya, could very well be that the shmira of a muad is less than a tam, but there's a physical shibud to watch the shayr, and atam is becheska shima. I don't have to assume all the time that it'll be mazik. Is memele. So that was the first shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara said, "I became a shayl, knowing my obligations are not so much. I don't have to assume too often that he'll be mazik." But if it's a muet, so you're giving me an aryeh, you're giving me a lion, which that means I have to be completely involved in Meshubit to watch him, to make sure he's not mazik. And that, the Gemara answered, Hocheb ma'yaskin and shikeh ba'yishu nakhem. He saw the shayr, when he borrowed the shayr, he saw that the shayr was a very wild shayr. He didn't know the status of the shayr, that it's a muad, but he realized he's not in for a picnic. That he saw in his own, with his own eyes. So therefore he can't come with this tiny. Then the Gemara asked a second kasha, v'neimalei tam shili muad loy shili. Now this is a different shayla. The shayla is that in the Tashlumei Nezokim, let's not speak about the shibud to watch the shayla, but the payments that will have to be made, there's a difference between a tam and a muad. Now that kasha, so therefore the Kabbalah Shmira was also betoys. I would have known I'm getting involved in tashlumim of a muad, I would never get into this chesh. So the whole shayla is betoys. But the Gemara said he only pays chatzi nezek, and then we have a whole pilpul. There would be other benefits he would have had. It would have been a tam. It could have been meide malikilei lagman. But these are in Yisoid the two kashas of the Gemara. Let us just see next the Tosfos, next to the last Tosfos on the Amid. V'lei melei itam havim mishtalim migufay. The Gemara says that let him come in taine, if it would have been a tam, it would be mishtalim migufay. But now that it's a muad, I lose this chus, now I have to pay minaliyah. So Tosfos says, Hachpilche lesle l'Rab Yehuda. This kash is not going according to Rab Yehuda. Domatzah tamos bimkaymoy medes. According to Rab Yehuda, Amud also is mishtalim, dechatzi nezek of a tam is paid migufoy. So memele, this gemara is not going according to Rab Yehuda. Bechein ahi pilche dava marikna leila agme. The Gemara later asks Akashem that if it would have been a Tam, he would have had a way how to avoid paying the Nizik. Marikna Leila Agme, and they would have shechted it and paid the Mashal, and he had a way to avoid paying the Nizik. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the same Eitzah by a Mu'ud, because Tzatamus Bim Kaimai Medes. Avalahi Pilche de Medina Miftana, the Gemara says there's another privilege by a Tam and not by a Mu'ud. You could be, by a Mu'ud, you could be Mafkiya de Chiyim Teshumim to Eido. This Kasha also Afalibe de Rabbi Yehuda, the Kivin de Yayid, Lav Knosso. But I said I mentioned this story before, and Rashi mentioned this story. Fully yotz atamos bim kaima bedes, but a knas it's not, because since it's a hursig nakhrim, it's not a knas anymore. Okay, now let us go to the next Gemara. Gemara says we're now on Memo Midbeis. It's around 20 lines from the top of the Omid. Hu ad bevei shoyel v'rziroi lebaila. We had in the Baraisa, if it became a mu'ed bevei shoyel, and then v'rziroi lebailim, and then he returned it to the bailim, bailim mishalmim chatzi nezek v'shoyel pata miklum. So, the Gemara understood the reason you had a shayl that became a mu'ud by the shayl. Now we returned it to the bailim, to the mashul, so the bailim pay chatzi nezek. Sefer rishus mishanet. So what's the reason in the sefer that the mashul pays chatzi nezek? So Kochov, the Tana of this baraisa, holds the concept of rishus mishanet, that if the shoyl was a mu'ed in one rishus, and then it changed the rishuyas, now it's going into a different rishus, so the status of the shoyl changes. Before it could be was a mu'ed, now we start from scratch, it's a tam. Right, so that's the svar of the sefer. The reisha rishus ain't a mishane. But in the reisha it says, the whole reisha was that Shaloi becheskes tam v'nimtza mu'et. We see that it's a mu'et. It's a whole that's the whole shakla v'taya. If the tan of the baraisa holds rishus mishane, it's not a mu'et. It was a mu'et by the marshal. It's a tam by the shoyl. So the whole previous sugya is not negeya. It's taka tam. So Weistachois, the Reisha holds Rishus Eina Mishana. The Sefer holds Rishus Mishana. This is very difficult. Oma Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Tavre. It's a good kasha. It's a taka difficult kasha. And the only eights I can say, Misha Shonazu Loi Shonazu. It's the Reisha of the Baraisa and the Sefer of the Baraisa. We're going according to two different mandiyomrim. In this shaila, if Rishus Mishana, Aim Rishus Mishana, it's a machlekes, the Reish and the Sefer. Let's see what Rashi says. The second Rashi, Reisha Aim Rishus Mishana, but Yufta Maisil, I'm always asking this for Akasha. Amaik Toni Reish, Kshuot Bebeis, Bail, Vizik Bebeis, Shoyel Chai Bois, Negich and Ezek Sholem, the Reish, Sis Chai and Ezek Sholem. And in the Sefer, it says that when the shoyl returns it to the marshal pays chatzinez. He knows who had the bay shoyl. So the Gemara answered in the first teretz, Rabbi Yochanan said a teretz, Tavre, Kashin Adodi. It's a good kashin, it's a difficult kashin. Umi sheshonezu loishonezu. It's taket, it's a machlokes tanoim. That's Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi said, Midereisha Rishus Eina Mishane, Seifo Nami Rishus Eina Mishane. Rabbi said, no, it's not a machlokes, it's not to Mandiyomrim. From the Reisha we see that the Tana holds Rishus Eina Mishan. It was a mood by the Marshal, it remains a mood by the Shoyer. So the Sefer also holds Rishus Eina Mishan. The Sefer holds Rishus Eina Mishan, so why is it that if it was a mood by the Shoyer, and he returned it to the marshal pays chatzin nezik. You're telling me rishus ainu mishana. The sefer haino time mishim da omalei lav kol keminoch the miyades lei letuloi. That the marshal tells the shoyel, you are not capable of making my shoyer a mu'ud. That's pshat in the sefer. Exactly what this means, we'll see soon. So what is, let's first see what Rashi says. Lav kol keminoch, loy shelochoya. So Rashi seems to say two tainis. Number one, it wasn't yours. Number two, v'loinis harto bishmirosoi. You were careless by watching it, you didn't watch it properly. So what is pshat in this? So, let us elaborate a little. The Rehitis Loshen of the Gemara, it would seem that the Mashal is telling the Shoyel, you can't make my Sher Amud. That's the Iver in the Gemara. Who are you to make my Sher Amud? So the Rashba es Sakasha, we had a Mishnah Fakert, we had a Mishnah by a Sher Shalcher Shaita Vekotten. He give it over to an apotropos. And then the whole purpose of giving it over to apotropos becomes amud by the apotropos, and so then if it's mazik, you pay nezik shalom. So you see, it doesn't belong to the apotropos, it belongs to the cher shayta v'kot. But al kaponim, if it's now in the hand of a responsible person, it became amud, so it becomes amud. So what is this different? This is the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba says, Lav kol keminoch liyudeli letuloi, lodoinai kemuid, laachel shechoza lereshusi, lefi sha'ato loy shemartoi yofe bo'oid shahoya bershusecha. The Rashba says as follows. The Rashba says, the Mashal is telling the Shoyel, the reason it became a mu'ud by you is because you were careless. So you have a careless owner. So Mamela, that's why it became a mu'ud. With such a shmira, with such an hugger, it became a mu'ud. But when it's going to come back to me, there's going to be a different an hugger, a different shmira. So Mamela, so an hugger of you does not make it a mu'ud by me. So the Rashba says as follows, by you it's a mu'ud. That means if the kozman, the shayr, is by you, the way you're taking care of the shayr, 100% right, the shayr is a mu'ud. With your anhogis, this shayr is a mu'ud. But that does not make it a mu'ud when it'll come back to me. So Mamela, this is one mahalach in the Rashba. So the Rashba says Abizai is very good in apotropis. That means we give it over to apotropis. If it becomes a mood by apotropis, so we'll have to pay nezek sholem. Kozman is by the apotropis, whatever this anhoge is, the anhoge of the apotropis is, which is causing these actions of the shoyel, it's taka mood. In this matzav, it's a mood. You'll give it back to the Yisoyimim. So that's not Buchach, it'll be a mu'ud. That means that you're on hoge. In this matziv, it's a mu'ud take, but does not mean that it'll be a mu'ud
in my matzit. So that what Rashi says, loisha locho yevloi nizaharta bishmirosoi, that's perhaps we can learn one of two mahalchim. Either we can learn that this is a reason why this came about. It wasn't your shayl, so you want loisha locho yevloi nizaharta bishmirosoi. So memele, your obligation of shmira was not taken seriously by you, since it's not yours. So in this matzav, it's a mu'ud. But it will come back to me, I'm a bailam, I'm more serious about it. So memele, by me, there'll be a different analogy, so it's not a mu'ud. That's perhaps one pshat in Rashi, and the Magia, and the Rashbas Pekka says this pshat. Or perhaps we could say, perhaps a tifer pshat. That means the way the Rashba is saying now, like this, we knew there are two types of shvarim. There's a mu'ud and a tam. Now, but here we are saying, what is this shoyer? It depends where it is. It depends. Because man is by the shoyer, he's a mu'ud. By the tam, he's by the bailim, he's not a mu'ud, he's a tam. Could be to split the halachas of the shoyer is only possible if the shame hador came through a person who is not a bailam. That means, so then we can say became nitfas on the shoyer shame mu'it, because you're not the baal shoyer, so you can't make it for a mu'it. It's not your shoyer. So there's a din mu'it of a kozman in this rishus. It's mu'ud lahazik, so therefore there's a din tashlumi nazik shalom. But once the matzav will change, so then it could be that it could be it's a different matzav, will be a tam. So it could be loisha lochoya, we have two ways how to learn. Either this is a reason, because therefore the loin is halta bishmirosai, that is the reason why this whole thing came about, because since it's not yours, you didn't take your responsibilities with a seriousness. Or it could be that what it's a mu'ud by you is because v'loin is halta bishmirosai. But theoretically, if it would be yours, I would not say it becomes ice mu'ud. The shoyer gets a shame mu'ud already. If you'd be the bala shoyer, the shoyer would get a shame mu'ud. And then if I don't hold rishus mishane, so I feel it goes to another rishus, it still is a mu'ud. But since it wasn't yours, so then the shame mu'ud is only kozman is by you. That's one teretz of the Rashba. Then the Rashba says another teretz. The Rashba says that there's a difference between a shoyel, there's a difference between a shoyel and an apotropis. And the second teretz of the Rashba is not like Rashi. The second test of the Rashba is that the emerson, a shoyer can never become a mu'ud if it's not by a bailam. That means the negiches that occur by someone who's not a bailam can never make it a mu'ud. That means you can't make my shayr a mu'ud. Why? Because you're not a bailam. That when an apotropos makes it a bailam, because the takana was an apotropos asum ki bailam amish. When Chazal were overdates, we have a problem over here. We have a shayr shok, a chere shayta v'kotten. We have a problem if this show will not be taken care of, the community will be genistic from this show. So we made a concept of an apotropis, and we gave this apotropis a din bailam. No, if he has a din bailam, So then the shir can become a mu'ud by him, and then eventually we can mum nezek shalom from the shir. But that's a special schus that Chazal gave an apotropis. A shoyl doesn't have this special schus, so a shoyl is a poshet to shaymer. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that lav kol keminoch to make my sheir a mu'ud. You can't make my sheir a mu'ud. A sheir only becomes a mu'ud by a bailam. You're only a shaymer, not a bailam. That's the second Mahalach in the Rashba, and it comes out very interesting. So the Baraisa that says that was a Mu'ad Beveis Shoyel, and he returned it to the Marshal pays Chatzin Nezek, the Baraisa is willing telling us it was a Mu'ad Beveis Shoyel, that means it was Negech three times Beveis Shoyel, but the Shoyel never had a pay Nezek Sholem. Because a shayl is not a bailam. That's the second Malach of the Rashba. Lav kol keminoch to miyadus lo. You can't make my shayl a mu'ud. It was a mu'ud by you. That means it was nageh three times, but there was never chal a din hado on the shayl. That's the second Malach in the Rashba. So we have two Malachim. Now we have another teretz. Rapopo Omar, Rapopo said, Punkverkehrt, den Rabbe. Mi de Sefer Rishus Mishane. Rapopo understood that became a mu'ud by the Shoyl. And when the Shoyl returns it to the Marshal pays Nezek, Chatzin Nezek, because Rishus Mishane. Why by the Reishe? When the Marshal gives it to the Shoyl, it remains a mu'ud. So the Rapopo says as follows. Rapopo Amar mi de Sefer Rishus Mishane Reisha Nami Rishus Mishane V'Reisha Hainu Taimem. The reason for the Reisha is Bishum Dachol Mokim Shehoylech Shem Bailov Olov. Now that's the Chmir. Seems that Darki Dovid says Kemat is Pshat. A Pope is saying something very interesting. A Pope is saying that if a Shoyer belongs to Reuven and he lends it to Shimon, so when Shimon is using Reuven Shoyer, I mean, a Shoyer is not a Bailam. The Bailam is Reuven and Shimon is using Reuven Shoyer. So when it got transferred to Shimon, there's no din of Rishus Mishane. The gather of Rishus Mishane is when the Shoyl goes out from one Rishus into a second Rishus, so it could be the first Rishus was a Sibbe that it should be a Mu'ud. It leaves that Rishus, so it could be, now you don't have the Sibbe, so it becomes a Tam. When a person is Mashal a Behemah, It never went out of his reshus. It's still his. The shoyl is using my shoyl, but there never was a shini reshus. Never went out of my reshus. So therefore, the din hador, which the shoyl acquired by the marshal, continues because it still belongs to the marshal. It never went out of the marshal's reshus. Masha einkein in the safe ever became a mu'ud by the shoyl. So that means what the ownership that the shoyl had, he had a schus ishtamshus in the shoyl. And this schus ishtamshus also gives him a shame bailim. And because of this schus ishtamshus, it could become a mu'ud because of the bailis that he had. He had a schus ishtamshus, he was a shoyl. So this schus ishtamshus gives him a dim bailim to make him a mu'ud. But now when it goes to the marshal, so this bailus is nifka legamri. Now this bailus of the shoyl is completely nishreiken from the shoyl. Now it's a new bailus completely. The bailus that made it a mu'it is nifka. The bailus was the schus ishtamshus of the shoyl. And now this bailus became nifka. So memela, so that is why. So here you say, Rishus Mishane. I would just want to mention one ha'ore in the previous teretz, we said, Lav kol kiminoch miyadis leila turoi. So he said the second mahalach in the Rashbe, that the Rashbe had said pshat, that the a shoyel is not considered a bala shoyel. He's not considered a bala shoyel, that the shoyel should become a mu'ud by him. And even by the shoyel, he's not a mu'ud. That's how the Rashbe said the second mahalach. We had mentioned, we had in the beginning of the sugya, that if the shoyel is moide, there's a ptur of moide beknas. So he mentioned from Rabbi Ber says, how could the shoyel be a moide beknas? He's not the bala shoyel, he's moide that the shoyel was nagir. He's not a bala shoyel. So Rabbi Ber said, we see from this gemara, he's a bailim legabi the tashlum in his okin shaboy. He's not a bailim legabi shechting it, legabi other things, but he's a bailim legabi the tashlum in his okin. And therefore, so past moide beknas. So I wanted to say, so how does the Rabbi Ber stim with the Rashbe? The Rashbe says he's not a bailim to make it a muid. Glav kol kiminoch the miyadis leila turoi. But he's Rabbi Ber says he's a bailim legabi haido. So it could be, there's no problem whatsoever. Legabi the tashlumin, a shoyel is a bailim for negative reasons. That means he's a bailim for responsibility to pay. For the responsibility to pay, he's the bailim taker. He's the bailim on the responsibility to pay. So that's all what you need to pater from Maida Beknas. Maida Beknas is a person who's responsible to pay Beteiris Knas. Is if he's moide, that's mafkiya the chi of tashlumim. So memele, he's a bailim in responsibility to pay. So, and that haido could help. But the Rashba says he's not a bailim to make the shir amud. That you have to be a true bailim. Not a bailim of responsibilities to pay, give him a shame bailim, that to make the shir amud. Let us see a little further. We had in the Mishnah, Shoyreit Stadin Einei Chayev Misev. That means a Shoyre that was ungereitzed to be Negeach. So like this all the time, a Shoyre that kills a person is you kill the Shoyre. But Shoyreit Stadin Einei Chayev Misev, because it says, Ki Yigach, that he gored on his own accord, not others instigated him to gore. So Mamela is potter from Misa. Iboyilahu. So the Gemara declares a shaila, mahu legabi mizbeach. A shayla that was instigated to be negeach. And he killed a multitude of people. He's doing wonders in the bull ring. He killed a lot of people already. Is he kosher for a cult? Is he kosher for a cult? Because we will have later, there's a posik. A negeyach, a shir that's a negeyach, is posel hakov. It's a psul. We learn that from a posik. Minatzoin lahoitzias a negeyach. So here we have a shoyer that was instigated to be negev. Is he kosher lakov? Is he posel lakov? So we have here a machlikas Rav Shmuel. Rav omar kosher, Shmuel omar posel. Here machlikas Rav Shmuel. Rav omar kosher, omasu. He was instigated. He wasn't negeyach barotzen. He's an onus. This is a shayr that is a murderer, chilek. Why he's a murderer? This shayr is a murderer. Is neved by avera. This was a tool to kill people. So memele. So therefore, this shayr is posalim is beach. God, I saw that Tereshmu brings down the briskerov and chedushi hagriz. He wants to say the lumdus, that's a very lumdus shaila. He says, we have a posik legabi mises asher. If he was instigated, you don't kill the shoyel. Ki yigach v'loy sheigyachu acherim. if he was neger on his own accord, but not if he was instigated. So Dr. Briscoe can clarify Hakira, what's pshat in this halach? So we can learn it in two ways. We could learn, it's a p'tur mise. The Torah says, a shoy that was negeyach on his own accord, is chayiv mise. He was instigated, he's part of a mise. That's it. It's a p'tur mise. Mises Besen. Besen kills him. Such a shoy, you don't kill. But the Emerson, he's an akrin. But there's a hadin that you don't kill. An akrin that was instigated. When it comes to Kobonis, but what Shaykh does it say that the Bezdin won't kill him? We have a meat, a shoyer that's an akhen, his posulim is bech. His posulim is bech. He's an akhen, his posulim is bech. Ah, you don't kill him? So that's a dinner misses a shoyer, but there's nothing to do to be marshir him for a kol. Others of the Briskerov, we can learn a different shot. Ki yikach, if he was negeir, if others instigated him to be, so he's not a nakhen. What he did, he's not a nakhen. It was done through the others. He didn't do anything. Something that's done through instigation, something that's done like he was an honest in it. He was a tool that was used to kill, but he's not a negeir. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. This miyut of loyshe yegechu acherim is it telling us that he's not a nakhin? Is that what the pasuk is telling? And that's why we don't kill him? But no, loyshe yegechu acherim means that in Mises Besdin we say we don't kill the shoyer if he was instigated. He's a nakhin. That Besdin will not kill. That we say that, that we want to say, that's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds kosher, the onusu, he's not an akhen. You can't call him an akhen. He was just like you can say, if someone will take the shoyer and push him into someone else, the shoyer will die. So he's not an akhen. His horns were used, but he's not an akhen. So the instigation is also that yigichu acherim, the whole nakhonis came through acherim, not through him. And Shmuel held, no, he's a nakrin, he's a nakrin, he's a two mise, but there's nothing to do with Korban. He never by a way. And the Buskrav says, a Mordechai Zach, let's not go into the Lamais, it's not like this, for different reasons. The Buskrav says, the Nafkamin in this Chakira will be if he's Chayiv in the Zaken. If someone instigated the Sheir and the Sheir was Nager, is the Bailam Chayiv to pay? She says, L'chayre, it's Tali in this Chakira. The only pasuk we have is the Gabi Mises Asher. Ki yigach v'yishigichu achem. So if you learn that the pasuk is telling us that he's not an akhen, we don't attribute this action to the shayr, we attribute it to the person who instigated him, some males by Nezokim, we should also be potter. If you learn that it's a p'tur and Mises Besdin, so then it'll be chayiv. Lamaiseh, he says by Nezakin, you also chayv, but he says there's a chiddush over there by Nezakin. Zok the Gemara. Meisvei. We learned a baraisa min a behema when the posik is telling us the which animals can be used for a kolben. So we have to be medayik. Each word. Min ha-behemeh. From the behemeh. So from the behemeh means a miut. Not all the behemoths. From the behemoths, you take some for a kolben, but there are some that you cannot take for a kolben. Lahoitzi es ha-reveya. Ve-es ha-nirba. A behemoth was a reveya or a nirba. Sposel ha-krov. Min ha-boko. Lohoitzias hanevat. That if a behemoth was worshipped, so memela is posel akrova. Min hatzoin, lohoitzias hamukze. Mukze means that they were makze miyached, this behemoth, it should be takruvis avaydezore. So this behemoth is posel akrova. Umin hatzoin, lohoitzias hanegeach. And from the Minatzein, we'll hoitzi es anegeir.
Omar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon said, Im nema reveya loma nema negeyach. If it would have said, we have two psukim. One, we have a reveya is possible, and one a negeyach is possible. Now, a reveya and a negeyach and a locha are very similar. The din is a share that's a reveya, you give it, if there's two edim, you give it skila. A share is negeyach, if it's two edim, you give it skila. So these two have similar halachas. So Rav Shimon is asking, so if it says a reveya is possible akrove, so a negeyach who has similar halachas that you kill the shayer, so it should also be possible akrove. Im nema reveyach, loma nema negeyach. Im nema negeyach, loma nema reveyach. That means, why do you need two limudim? Min abeheima lohitzias a reveyach, min atzoin lohitzias a negeyach. Let it just say one limud, and I'll learn out one from the other. Mipnei sheyesh bereveyach she'ein benegeyach, v'yesh benegeyach she'ein bereveyach. So he says you need two distinct psukim because each one has a chomer that the other one doesn't have. So if it would say one, I would say the reason that this is possible because it has this chomer. But the other one that doesn't have this chomer would not be possible. That's why we need two psukim. Now the Gemara elaborates. Reveya osaboy oynes kirotzen. A reveya is we'll see what this means. Either it's pasul akrove or it's chayiv mise. Reveya osa by einus kerotzein, negeyach lay osa by einus kerotzein. So my mail, if it would say reveya, I would not know negeyach, because I would say davke reveya, and also by einus kerotze. A negeach is only berotze, not by einus. Then if we would say negeach, I would say negeach, mishalim koifer. Reveya, einu mishalim es a koifer. Exactly what this means, we have a sugya further. Lefichach, hutzrach leima reveya, hutzrach leima negeach. Now let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zatrashi Azoy. Mau legabi mizbeach. Shegabi negeach berotzen behemis odom pshitolon the posel kidlakamon. It was klanga shayla by Sherit Stadin. A share that was negeach berotzen. That's poshit that is possible to come. We have a meat. Mina behema, mi mikzas behema is v'loy kulon. Certain behemas are kosher, but not all of them. Leitze revei v'nirba, so the possible akrobe. So Rashi had a problem. You killed the share, so fashteitzich at possible akrobe. So Rashi says, al pi eidech o de al pi abaylim, shlei niskal, the possible agabi mizbeach. Es anevad shaso avaydizor v'ishtach voloi. They worshipped it. Hamukze sheyichdoi lahakriv l'avaydizor. Anegeach, and that's anegeach, sheheimis es odom api eidech l'api baylem v'nifta min askila. Im nema revei elom anema negeach, hare shneim shovim ba'aveir l'nyuskila b'mokim eidim. So why do you need two psukim? Revei bo osu boi oynes kerotzen. The nirba onusu, a nirba zanonus, the niskal kerevedur sives a behemot haroigu, that's if a behem was a behem a nirbas. Negech le yosu boinus kerots in the siv ki yigach vloishi agichu. Reveya eine mishalem kaifa lakaman meforish.